Welcome to my podcast. This is After Marriage Podcast. My name is Dylan. I'll be your host. It's been quite interesting today. It's been kind of interesting to say the least. Hopefully everyone had a really good Easter. Got lots of news going in here. One of the biggest ones was a hashtag called Dr. Fire Fauci, which Donald President Trump decided to retweet. Doesn't necessarily mean he likes it. It's just something that he may have just wanted to see if the media would hit it, in which they did. But I will say, give him balls. I will give him enough balls. Apparently, during his presser today, he decided to take a montage of bunch of the reporters that were bashing him over his whole way he did things, and just showed bits and pieces of it from when the coronavirus was a thing and all the way to now. And CNN lost their ever-loving mind, like a fucking 18-year-old behind the computer just started typing away of angry Trump. Look at the orange man. Look at this guy. Look at them. Oh, he's printing propaganda. He's taking the words of what the media gave him and turned it around. And it's interesting to say the least, because with everything going on, there's so much at stake. And then the other oddity in this whole thing is Biden gave the endorsement to Bernie. I mean, not Biden. Bernie gave the endorsement to Biden. And just the talk between the two was just interesting, to say the least. And on top of that, we're supposed to get our stimulus package this week of $1,000 or so. At some point, they're saying about 80 million, 60 million is going to be processed in. We should get it by tomorrow. And there should be a part two, but the Democrats are holding off and not paying small businesses. However, Chuck Schumer is saying, yes, the small businesses are what we need, but we need to add more into this package to make sure the American economy is great. It sounds like a drug dealer it's like someone going to a drug dealer. You're like, hey, we need to get more fixed. Hey, we need to get more fixed. We need to put some stimulus in here. It feels like a drug deal going down. And where are the people trying to get the actual help versus whatever? And it's insane, to say the least. And all the data and everything that is showing with this coronavirus, the more and more this goes on, the more and more I think people are just not going to take it much longer. I think the last thing I heard was Dr. Fauci, I think this morning, was saying that everything could go back to normal around February 29th of next year. To go back to the malls, go to the gym. The American people I don't think we're going to take it. Because think about it. We're going to go through an entire summer of being quarantined. We're going through an entire summer of maybe curfew. So that means if you want to go to the beach, you can't go to the beach. I want to go to the lake. Well, you can go to some lakes, but then it gets to the point to where they're going to have an officer there at some point, unless you're going to use private property. It's insane. This is insane. And you're hearing, we just meet 200,000 or so in coronavirus cases. And everyone's saying that this coronavirus, that you can get it. The asymptomatic people can get it, which you can. But just like smallpox, just like chickenpox, just like the flu, just like any type of other cold, your body has to get used to it. And when you're quarantined and you're away from people that don't have it, your body's not going to acceptable to it. And even if there was a vaccine, the more and more we talk about it, the more and more it seems like it's going to be a whole, almost entire year for that to happen. I don't know about y'all, but it's insane. And then you also have meat processing plants shutting down. Smithfield just shut down their plant because workers were getting sick, which means it could get into the food, which means if that food came to us, that means we'd get sick. Which means if this pandemic keeps going and we're shut down, we could have a food shortage by the middle of the summer. I don't know which way to lean on this, and I've said in my couple ones, and it sounds like a conspiracy theorist because of everything I've talked about. But the more we go on, I know Hillsborough County here in Florida has put in a curfew that you cannot, unless you're an essential employee, 9 p.m., you can't go out. And you won't be able to come back out until 5 a.m. To me, I think at the end of this, we're going to see for what it is. I think you're going to see that there's a lot of idea, a lot of feeling with this with me. Okay. Now, one of the things with me is there's a lot of information that is coming out about this vaccine, and somehow, like I said, Bill Gates keeps wrapping himself into it. Apple and Google are going to be creating some software that will track and see where you're at. Well, it already does that, and I already said that in my last podcast. I think what's going to happen, and it's the most outlandish thing I can think of, and it's the only thing I can think of, and it doesn't sit well with me because of looking at everything for the way it is, reading up on things that are not just slamming Trump, because Trump is not really doing all that bad when you take away everything. If you look at how this started back in January, that we were hearing mumbles of it. We didn't have any cases, we didn't have anything going on, so there was nothing really we could do. Even if we did prepare, it's kind of like, okay, we're going to assort money to a thing that we may not know is going to be here. And then when you start looking at it from what it was then, the World Health Organization didn't even give us the right idea, give us the right information and lied about it now. And we're thinking about funding them. And then you go into the first case, which is in Washington State, which was a person that came from Wuhan, China, and got someone sick. And then he put down the ban on airlines, and then he also did all of this stuff. So if when you look at it, if you take away all the BS that the media has put out, whether it's CNN, Fox, I don't care. But if you look at the timeline of what he has done, yeah, there could have been things that he could have did a lot better. And there could have been a better way of, you know, doing it. But they were predicting, I think it was 2 weeks ago, or it was a week ago, one of the two, that I remember coming home from work and turning on the 5:30 presser, and they had the model, and the model was showing almost 2 million deaths, or 2 million cases, one of the two. I think it was deaths. And I remember the media freaking out about it. And that was only 2 weeks ago. And coming from me, this whole thing is just nothing but a pure spectacle for the media. They've hated him since the beginning. It's just one of those things, I guess. And the more time goes on, the more it just keeps riveting itself. And the more this goes on, and the more I see businesses trying to, like, control exactly what they can and cannot sell, limit items because of shortages and people hoarding, it's crazy. It really is. And you would think normal people would catch on to this, and they're not. Instead, it's blame Trump, blame this. But however, when I talk to people at my work who are following this, they no longer care, really. They're seeing everything for what it is. Trump's trying, like he is. And I mean, I voted for him But he was the only person that I had to vote for because I didn't like Hillary. Hillary was... And I didn't vote for the Green Party person because that would just throw my vote away. But this whole, just hearing my friends at work talk and hearing people, and normal day people here at the supermarket and hearing people talk, it's getting to the point now where they're like, you know what, we may not like him, but it could have been a hell of a lot worse. And that's been the tone I've been getting. I don't know where the hell, I mean, the media is listening to, of course, California and New York and listening to what they're saying. But majority of the people are like, it could have been a hell of a lot worse. He's doing a good job. We're getting a stimulus because he pushed it. Steve Mnuchin did a really good job with it. I think it could have been a little bit more. But you also got to think about this way is that these are $1 trillion bills. Trillion. How the hell are we going to pay for that? And we're not going to focus on that yet. That's something we're going to focus on later in life. That's something that me... my family, my kids after that will have to deal with. And this next, and what they're trying to do in these stimulus packages is slowly keep critiquing this new Green Deal. And you can go online and read this Green Deal. It is just socialism in a nutshell that makes absolutely no sense. Carbon emissions and... a lot of things... when this keeps going on is insane. And just when I finally got home and I finally stuck my teeth into some of the news stories and reading some of these news stories about the tweet and about what he did at the presser, which I will say that's balls, but it was something that if you looked at it from my perspective, someone who questions everything and doesn't stick with one side, it was to show the people who were bashing him and still bashing him, saying, hey, you said this, and yet you're going to curtail and say, nah, I didn't do it. He threw it right back at him, which is ballsy and the first time a president ever did it. It wasn't propaganda. The propaganda would be like, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. It was look at me, look at me, look at me. But he was also showing what they have said. And it wasn't like a propaganda like Hitler that someone, I think someone told me at work, it was like Hitler-esque. It was like, no, I've seen the video of it, of what he did in... what Hitler did, and it's nothing comparable to that. And we need to stop comparing it. What we really need to do, and this is my own theory on this, is that we need to stop worrying about putting politics in this. And unfortunately, this is the way that the we've gotten. Because I remember being in fourth or fifth grade, and I think it was during President Bush's and John Kerry's election. And I remember sitting in the classroom with friends and we're watching this take place of him getting a second term. None of us knew what the hell it was and none of us cared. None of us did, but it got us away from doing schoolwork. And it didn't take all the way until Barack Obama got elected when it was John McCain when they had to do in our school a student vote. And everyone voted for Obama. I was the only one who voted for McCain because there's a lot of uncertainty with Obama. He was only in Congress for so long. So it was, to me, you have to have a certain track record and a certain demeanor. He had to talk. He can talk. That's the best thing you can have as a president. That's the one thing with Trump I kind of wish he could, because I think if he could have talked like Obama, he would have been fine. But when you look at it for face value, and I can remember the tide kind of turning right around there when Obama became elected. And we started choosing sides. And then when Obama went against Mitt Romney, it got worse and elevated itself. And somewhere along the way, we, I think, as a nation, lost touch. I think we've lost friends over since then. Because if you didn't like Obama, then you were considered a racist. If you didn't like his thing, because he was black. There was a lot of things that I remember hearing when I was in high school and when I first started getting into politics. And it was one of the reasons why still today, it's one of those things that I try not to talk too much about, because a lot of people are very opinionated over it. You lose friends over it, which is stupid. Even if, like, if you hate somebody, and even if you dislike them, or if you, whatever, it doesn't make that person you're talking to any less of that person. Because just because I voted for Trump, there's not a whole hell of a lot that he said that I go, yeah, he agrees, but I'm also that one that I question everything. I question both sides. I question the media source. I make sure it makes sense and it's just not bashing, which is very hard to find these days. Try me. You can go to any of these well-known publishers and you will find some condescending in it. You will find some bashing in it because it's a journalist and they give their opinion pieces. They're not really journalists. And some of the journalists that do it, they're out to not get, they're not trying to get the truth, but they're trying to skew the truth. And they've even come out and said, oh wait, it was a lie. There's been certain times during this whole coronavirus thing that they've given wrong information, wrong videos. CBS was pushing a video that they claim was from New York when it was Italy. They were showing, and then if you watch, because I, with me trying to do this podcast, I have to keep up on a lot of news, which is insane. But I can tell you there's been times that I don't have an iPhone, so I can't do that, like, recorder thing. But there's been times where I've looked at this and I was like, wait, you changed that article. It's the same article, just the title change. And if the title that makes, because a lot of people will scroll on Facebook, but they won't click on it. They'll just read it going, hey, Trump says this. Oh, Trump's an asshole. It really, I mean, that's the way it is. And that's the way the social media climate is. And when you look at everything for what it is, that's a load of shit. Especially when you look at the congressmen. I mean, you got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, I think Maxine Waters, AOC, Omar. The list can go on and on and fucking on. And a lot of them have been there since before I was born. Like, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were in there before I was even born. And they're still running it. Nancy Pelosi's 80 years old. I remember there was a piece that I gotta find again, but it was years ago. I think it was like right after I got out of high school, and I remember listening to it, and I think it was Glenn Beck that had the article. And all Washington and all the congressmen and women have almost the same doctor to a certain extent. And it's a well-known doctor. And so I think one of the colleges around Washington actually went in and was just doing a study and everything and doing interviews with this guy. And of course, HIPAA law, you can't really say too much and you can't say who and who and who. But there's in this article, and you can find it. Again, I need help figuring out how to do all this. But there's a news article that I remember reading that the guy was even saying that, yeah, there are men and women in Congress that are taking dementia pills and Alzheimer's medication while they're still in office. And that, to me, when you look at it for the face value, and when I watch Nancy Pelosi sit there shaking and look like there's been times that she's either slurring her words a little bit, and I've listened to her town halls and stuff like that, because I listen to everything. There's something about when I listen to any congressman or woman that's been there so long enough that they can be my grandmother, and they've also been in that office for so damn long. Sometimes they lose sight, lost touch in what they talk about, and then all they care about is Donald Trump and getting him out of the office versus their constituents that voted him in. And then you have the younger class that tries coming in, like Cortez. She's a fucking fork would have won in the district that she won, let's just be honest. And the funny thing is that she does these, she says she was a bartender and all this, but when she does like her Periscope things on Twitter, and they've also had a couple of people, well-known bartenders, watch her, she doesn't know how to fucking do it. And the other thing is, and she says that she's got economics background, and majority of her economic stuff makes absolutely no fucking sense, and anyone who follows her needs to kind of look at it from the standpoint of, yeah, that makes sense. However, X, Y, and Z is going to happen, and it's going to close the economy. Like, they keep telling that if they do to the pharmaceutical companies, which I am in that boat of, yeah, they got a lot of money. But it's one of those things that just makes no sense to me why we have this divide. And I remember having a conversation, and I want to see if I can do this one day with him, that he was my vice principal, and he ran for the Florida representative, and he ran for Republican, Democrat, and Independent. And I remember going to him because I was going to go in for political science, and I remember talking to him and saying, "Hey, I want to, you know, run." And I remember him telling me, he was like, "Yeah," he's like, "I love your tenacity. You stay in the middle." He's like, "However, once you get in the office, it'll change." And a lot of people that do go in there do change, and it's because of lobbyists and big business. Bernie is the same way. Anyone who votes for Bernie, he's always for the smaller business. Bullshit. He's a multimillionaire now, flies on jets, has a multi-million dollar mansion, and then turns around and says, "Hey, we have to tax the rich," when this man hasn't even had a job since he was 41 years old. How stupid. And he's in Vermont. It's expensive there. I've seen some of the houses there. It's expensive. Hoy. But I like to have a conversation with him and see if I could find a way of like recording a conversation or me and him meeting up. I know with coronavirus it's hard to. But this is where my headset is I think by the time this is all said and done, America as we know it's going to change. And I think this vaccine is going to have some fucking ID thing with it. And I don't know why I feel like the way we're going is similar to, I think it's Fifth Element. I think it's Fifth Element where they can track you. And I feel it's going into that. But yeah, this is just an opinion. Not much any news. Probably tomorrow I'll put a news update. But I want to hear your ideas on this. I know I've been posting a lot on Facebook. I don't know how many people are actually listening to this. If I even should keep doing this. But just let me know. Keep it up. And hopefully this takes off, but it's also a way for me to vent, but I want to open still the dialogue of this. But thank you for listening, and have a great night.